The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We caught up with our reporter Josh Crosby, who is in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump is going to be speaking there tonight. He has, of course, been there on stage. He has been in the audience, has been out and about the RNC the last couple of days, but his first big public speech happening tonight since the attempt on his life last weekend. One person I know who will be watching and listening very closely to what he has to say is Jeff Kuhner. Jeff is the host of the Kuhner Report on WRKO AM 680 radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff is with me. Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks a mil. A lot has happened since you and I last spoke, and the assassination attempt, I guess, chief amongst those things. Unbelievably dramatic developments, and then more dramatic developments today, I understand. Is that right?
Kieran, really, it's been an absolutely insane week. Here is now the absolute latest. So Joe Biden now, I'm just reporting what the media is now saying here at the convention. He is now on a political death watch. People now are anticipating he may drop out of the race within the next 48 to 72 hours. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, very powerful Democrat in the Senate, leaked to ABC News that he had a direct conversation in the White House with Biden, and he has now told Biden the polls, the data, their own internal polling, Biden cannot beat Trump in November. They're saying for the good of the party, the good of the country, they want him to step aside. Nancy Pelosi has now leaked to her sources in the media that she had a conversation with Biden just yesterday. According to the way she described it, she was yelling at him. They were shouting. It was extremely heated. Her message: you can't win. In fact, she said that the polling now is so dire that not only would Biden lose to Trump, but that the Democrats would get wiped out in the Senate and in the House, that this would be a massive landslide, and that the Democrats would be out of power for years to come. Hakeem Jeffries, he is now the House Minority Leader, the leader of the Democrats in the House. He just leaked, saying he had a direct personal conversation with Biden, relayed the exact same message. If Biden doesn't step aside, he believes it will be a disaster in November. So, Kieran, now here is the situation.
Yeah.
You now have the President of the United States, the legitimate nominee of the Democratic Party. He won the primary. He won it fair and square. He has the delegates pledged to him, the superdelegates pledged to him. He has the Democratic mandate of his own voters. And yet, and I believe this is truly a coup, a political coup by Washington elitists who are petrified of losing, and he now may be ousted. So we'll see what happens. Legally, they cannot touch him.
Yeah.
If he wants to dig in, his wife is still, Jill Biden is the one saying, don't go, that she believes they can still win. Some in his inner circle are urging him not to go. Legally, they cannot force him out. But I don't know how you walk this back.
Yeah,
this is a huge blow.
I thought it was interesting, Jeff, listening to his language, or the language from his camp. So it had been, you know, kind of strident over the last couple of weeks since the debate. You know, no, we're still in the race. We're staying in the race. We can win this race. We're the only ones who can do it. We're going to beat Trump. We beat Trump in 2020. We're going to do it again in 2024. And then yesterday, I just read a quote from someone within his camp, and it was, unless for health reasons he's told he can't do it, we're absolutely staying in this race. And that those first few words of that sentence just rang out for me. And I thought, they are giving themselves an out here. There is a way that they can walk themselves off that ticket.
Yeah, no, Kieran, you're very perceptive. He gave an interview with CBS. And if you remember, just 10 days ago, he was asked, well, what would it take for you to step aside, to drop out? And he said, well, God, literally, as you put it, Lord Almighty. Unless God comes down and tells me so, I'm not moving. 2 days ago with CBS, he said, well, if my doctor came to me and said, you know, for health reasons, that you should move, that you should step aside, you should move away, then I would. Well, yesterday he was in Las Vegas, huge speech in front of major donors, and he came down with COVID. The speculation, because I'm on Media Row, so there's CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, they're all here. I mean, CBS, they're all here. The scuttlebutt, the speculation is they're going to use the COVID-19 that he tested positive as the exit, the excuse to push him out.
And that puts who? Kamala Harris on top of the ticket?
Yeah, at this late date, it's going to be Kamala. You can't go with anybody else. Now, Biden has two strong arguments. One, as I mentioned, look, he won. He won the primary.
Yeah.
He has the democratic legitimacy, democratic mandate. This is effectively a coup. I mean, it is. He's got another very strong argument. Whatever you think about Joe Biden and his mental acuity and his cognitive decline, Kamala does not poll better against Trump. She doesn't. Now, she would be historic. She'd be the first female minority to potentially be president. There may be some upside to that. But according to all the polls, Biden still does better against Trump than Kamala. So Biden's argument is, why would you dump me for someone who also can't win? And I think there's another factor, Kieran, and this, I got to be careful how I couch this. This came from me from a source very close to the Kamala Harris camp. What Kamala is saying in private, and this is what our advisors are also telling her, is you're going to lose. That Trump now has, after the wake of this assassination attempt, there is a lot of sympathy out there. He's become almost an American icon and a hero with him pumping his fists and shouting, fight, 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 that she's going to lose. If she loses, her political career is finished. But if Biden loses, she's the heir apparent for 2028. Mm. So what they're telling her is, why would you want to replace him? It's not as if you run and you lose, they're not going to blame you. They're going to blame you. But if Biden loses, they're only going to blame him. They're not going to blame you. So now Kamala may not want the job.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, Biden's not going anywhere.
So you've got problems upon problems upon problems for the Democrats. One of the problems as well is how do they run a campaign from here on in, given the whole focus of their campaign thus far has been, we're not Trump. And Trump is a danger. Trump is a demagogue. Trump is possibly a fascist. They can't do that. They've pulled all these attack ads. So it's hard to know whether it's Kamala or Joe Biden on the ticket, on the top of the ticket, how they actually go about running the campaign. On the other hand, you've got the convention happening where you are in Milwaukee and where we spoke to our own reporter, Josh Crosby, a little bit earlier. So what are we expecting from Donald Trump tonight?
I think this is what I'm hearing from his family members and his very close advisors, Kieran. He was very shaken by the assassination attempt. In fact, he believes that it was the hand of God. He believes that he should have died, that bullet literally was a millimeter away from blowing his brains out, that at the last second had he not turned, that bullet would have hit him in the temple and he'd be dead today. We would be looking at another dead president, another John F. Kennedy. And so he believes that God spared him. He is now convinced of this. And he wants to take this second chance at life, this opportunity to unify the country. He says he wants to end the political polarization. He doesn't want to see the country this badly divided. He wants to reach out to as many voters as possible. He spoke with Joe Biden. They had apparently a very good conversation. Trump has said, now we'll see if he follows through, but Trump has said he wants to lower the temperature substantially. And he does not want to see this kind of bitterness and hatred poison our politics. So what we may see tonight, it is the first speech Trump is giving in the wake of the assassination. He, by the way, tonight will make history. Only Richard Nixon, in terms of Republican politics, has ever accepted the nomination for the Republican Party three times. Nixon did it in 1960, where he lost against Kennedy. He got it in 68, and he got it in 72. Trump will have done it in 2016, 2020, and now 2024. He is on the cusp of winning on the election. He is at the gates of victory. He knows it. All the momentum now is behind him. The passion, the energy. I have been covering conventions for over 20 years. I have never seen a convention this electric, this passionate, this embracing of the candidate the way I've seen over the last 3 days. Trump is the luckiest man alive. He really is. And now he realizes he may get one more shot at the White House.
Jeff, Enjoy tonight. We'll talk to you at the same time next week. Jeff Kuhner is host of the Kuhner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.